This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some instant inspiration from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Today, I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from our latest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Yes. And these stories are about a very common problem, fears and phobias that are holding you back from fully participating in life. In our first story, Joyce Lombardi tells us that she was driving back east from Chicago when she saw a sign for the Allegheny Mountain Tunnel. She was panic-stricken because she was sure that she had avoided the tunnel this time. She had been forced to drive through that tunnel a week before and she had barely made it, and there was no way that she could drive through it again. Joyce had been terrified of tunnels since her late 20s. This fear had started after she spent time in the Peace Corps in rural Africa. When she returned from Africa, she had a panic attack one day when she was stuck in a crowded subway train that was stuck in a tunnel. After that, she avoided tunnels whenever possible. And this had been going on now for 20 years. She would pore over roadmaps, plotting how to drive long distances without ever having to drive through a tunnel. And usually she could spot the tunnels on a map because there was always blue water around them. But a tunnel through a mountain didn't involve any blue on the map. So the week before, Joyce had to be talked through that tunnel by her very encouraging boyfriend. But she had almost had a full-blown panic attack. And now, a week later, she thought she had mapped out a return route that would avoid that tunnel. So you can imagine her horror when she found herself staring into the gaping black mouth of that exact same tunnel. This time she pulled over immediately. She was with her sister, so together they tried to figure out what to do. Now, it wasn't like Joyce was some kind of scaredy cat. She was a woman who moved to New York City alone at the age of 19. She traveled through Morocco solo at 20. She had climbed mountains. She had joined the Peace Corps. She had finished law school while pregnant and nursing. She had left a bad marriage after almost 20 years and started over. In her late 40s, she had become a competitive open water swimmer. She reminded herself of all of those brave things, and she decided that she was going to go through that tunnel. She had one of her swim towels with her, and it had the comforting smell of the pool on it. It had that chlorine smell, which reminded her of the calm and peace and safety of the pool. So she breathed in that smell while her sister drove their car through the tunnel, and they did it. And Joyce says, "Now my phobia and I know who I am." Joyce was very smart in the way that she used her pool towel to change her mindset and make it through that tunnel. That was her first step toward reclaiming her life from her phobia about tunnels, because of course that phobia has no basis in reality. We had started her story with a quote from Mary Ferguson, and it said this: "Ultimately, we know deeply that the other side of every fear is freedom." And the freedom that comes from banishing fear is what our next story is about too. Tammy Glover tells us that she was afraid to drive, and finally, her father had had enough of that. For years, he had driven her to and from work without any complaints. because he knew she was terrified of driving, so he never pushed her. And she actually thought he enjoyed the time with her. But then one day, he seemed to change his mind, and he insisted that she drive, saying that she had put it off long enough. Tammy said she couldn't do it, but her father made her. He said, "You know how to drive. Just take a deep breath and start the car. I'm right here." So Tammy did it. She couldn't believe it. She was driving. "See there," he said, "you're driving. It's just like riding a bike. Once you learn, you never forget." He continued telling her how well she was doing until he broke into a coughing fit. And Tammy said, "You still have that cough?" But her father said it was nothing, and they drove home. And then when they got home, Tammy pulled too far forward, right into their hedge. But it was still a very successful first drive for her because she was back behind the wheel. And then the truth came out. Her father said he had asked her to drive on the way home because he was having trouble seeing. Sadly, that was the last drive Tammy had with her father. He went to the doctor right after that and learned he had lung cancer that had already spread to his brain. Tammy says that he must have had a sixth sense that she needed to overcome her fear of driving because he wasn't going to be able to help her with that anymore. Now when she drives, she says she still feels his reassuring hand on her shoulder. Thank you for joining me for the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. Those two stories about overcoming fears are included in Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Yes. If you want to pick up a copy for yourself, you can find the book at Barnes & Noble, your local independent bookstore, Walmart, Amazon, Costco Canada, and wherever else books are sold. It comes as an ebook as well. You can also watch the trailer for the book by going to our website and clicking on the podcast button. You'll see this week's featured books. And if you click on the Power of Yes book, you'll see a page where you can click on the book trailer, which includes 5 stories from the book. Come back for our next episode. I'm going to introduce you to Peyton Hughes, who is an up-and-coming actress who has a new web series, Heirloom, that I've really enjoyed watching. I think you'll get a kick out of how she combined the 2 things she loves to do: act and grow heirloom tomatoes.